Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Life's been serving you some blows. Around every corner you see, thick clouds cover you in this air. You can't see your goal. You're about to lose hope. Well, don't give up. Don't give in.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. I couldn't think of a better song to start out today's show with. Sometimes I think we need a reminder that all things are possible, that, you know, you just have to believe in that, you know, God puts us on these journeys, you know, and paths of, you know, what he sees in us is our strengths. And sometimes I don't think we even really realize how powerful we are, and we just have to believe. So I started out today's show with All Things That Are Possible by my dear, dear friend, G. Wright. That's actually the title track to his CD, and he's an amazing man, you know, ordained minister, gospel singer, you know, even R&B singer. Don't tell anybody I told you. But he's got a beautiful voice, but he's more so has a beautiful soul. And I'm so grateful for the years that he and I have been friends and been connected because, you know, sometimes we balance each other out. And even, you know, a man of God needs encouragement and reminding, you know, of his purpose and why, you know, the blessings that he shares with us is so very, very valued. So welcome to the coffee house. Come in, sit down. It's just a little short show I do every Wednesday because, you know, we call this hump day, right? It's the middle of the week, and I just thought this is a great way for me to commit to spend some time with you the first thing in the morning on hump day and just wish you a good day. It's not so much centered around my passion, the arts, yet I play amazing, great underground independent music on all of my shows. But I just kind of, you know, put thoughts out there, you know, try to, you know, wish you a great day, you know, help put you in a mood that, you know, that is going to be a good day. You know, sometimes we just need something that's going to say, turn that attitude around, or you matter to me, or whatever. All of you matter to me, and I'm so grateful that you come and you spend this time with me on Wednesdays. It's simple. It's easy, it's short and sweet, but, you know, it's all filled with good vibes, and I hope you take it that way. I want to take you down to, I think we'll go to the Bay Area and play a little Brian Copeland with Love Can Change the World.
Thank you.
That was Love Can Change the Way by Brian Copeland down out of the Bay Area. And, you know, one of the things that I've been really, really thinking about the last few days, you know, so much is going on in the media that's being put out there. And, you know, I won't get into any of those subjects, but I'm like, why is so much negative being manifested? You know, I thought that when I was coming up, things were hard. I did. But you know what? It is nothing like what the world is like now. Life was so much simpler, you know, and people got along. And if there was a fight, maybe you used your fists to fight, you know, and sometimes that was just even absolutely ridiculous, you know. But, you know, children are dying, people are being abused, and, you know, just craziness is taking place. And I've been putting up some posts, you know, about, you know, if we give so much attention to these negative things, it just manifests it more. It causes to breathe life into it. And part of me wants to say that if we could just not give it so much energy, it really wouldn't exist. If we were examples of what we want life to be like, then maybe people will stop and pay attention. But as long as we allow certain things to take place, as long as we allow certain things to be created, it's going to happen, right? But if we don't pay attention to it, wouldn't it just kind of wither away and you know, and actually disappear? I don't know. I've just been thinking about that a lot and cannot figure out how to be able to, you know, take charge in my own world as to what, you know, what exists, at least within my own home, within my own environment, you know, thinking through the music that I play here on Flava News Radio and all of that. We have choices, and there's a freedom out there when you do internet radio as to what can be played. I think there will be some censorship that's going to come into play, just depending. And I even know on Blog Talk Radio, they at times send around people, you know, to check on the shows and see what's actually going on. You know, but I try to keep it positive. You know, I try to put, you know, good music on, and music that either is going to soothe your soul, excite your spirit, uplift you, have a message. It's just simply beautiful. That's what I try to bring here on Flava News Radio. And, you know, this is just my part. I believe that if we talk about something and we really believe in something, we need to figure out how to actually live it, you know, actually how to do it. And so, you know, just something I've been thinking about, because, you know, too much gossip is going on in the media, too much negative is taking place, and it's recognized, you know. And I think let's think about that. Let's really think about it, what we can do within ourselves, that we can make a change, especially against the things that we say that we don't like and believe in. I want to take you down to I was blending everything into one thing. I want to take you down to Arizona and play a piece that is produced by Paris Tune, and this is called Numb.
That would be a step up from what I'm feeling.
could heal the heartache of the love she failed. It's how she acts towards me, and now I see that has now become the outcome.
I can never say that I knew
all the things that you were
hiding from me. It wasn't the truth.
And I tried to believe, cause she swore to me
that her love was true.
I went all in with her.
Daddy.
It caused me to lose, not knowing the rules.
I played the fool.
Even left me empty handed. And it left me blindsided and stranded, baby. But left enough for me to feel pain that still remains in me.
Killing all my energy, babe.
Part of me. Ready to accept it. So until I do, I continue to be
alone.
And that would be a step up from what I'm feeling. Could heal the heartache of the love she felt. It's how she acts towards me. And now I see that has now become the outcome.
Tell me, how long can you stay in this place? And tell me, when will you open your eyes and wake up? Wake up.
Oh, I gotta get out of this, cause it's affecting me in my belief.
I'm more than this.
And I know
the way
you write
Those two tracks that I just played was first Numb, featuring Morris Allen and Mother's Favorite Child, produced by Paris Tune, and then taking you out to Washington, D.C. and playing The Way by Brian Christopher, and that's the title track to his latest CD. You know, as I was listening to the music, I got a little bit tongue-tied, as you could tell, and just thinking about, you know, our family. And, you know, I want to give a shout-out, you know, to my immediate family and to my extended family. Many people in my world right now are struggling. You know, we've had a death in the family that was unexpected. We had somebody move that we didn't know was moving out of state and didn't even get to say goodbye. There's some health concerns going on and all. And so, you know, love the people in your world. You know, let them know every single day that they matter. And I'm not saying that you necessarily have to go up and say the words, I love you, you know, but just show them, you know, that they really, really matter. Sometimes a smile can go a long ways. Sometimes just a touch, you know, can go a long ways. And so, you know, I've been in deep meditation and prayer. You know, I do this every day, every morning, every evening. I take time out, you know, but I've been going in a little deeper, because there's just, you know, my people are struggling right now, you know, and I'm a Cancer. I absorb it all. I got to stay strong, you know, and man, you know, so yeah, sending my love, my positive vibes and prayers up for my people right now and for everybody. I want to take you down to Houston, Texas. This man is an amazing talent. I don't know if he knows how good he really is. This is DeLon White with Happy Home.
your family all right? And do I ever cross your mind? Without you being by my side, we need each other. Lord knows we miss one another. Let's start today, and every day love will find its way.
With Happy Home, and then Elijah Bland with Hello Again. I hope you're enjoying the music that I'm playing for you this morning. I'm actually really enjoying it, but then you know what? I should, right? Because I'm the one hitting the buttons over here and deciding what I want to play for you on Morning Coffee with Flava. I'm sitting here. I couldn't decide what I wanted to drink this morning. It felt like it was a little too early to put some coffee on. I had a glass of orange juice, then I have water sitting in front of me. And I totally forgot about the fact that I made a pot of tea. So I need to pour myself some tea here in a few minutes. It's been seeping since the beginning of the show, so I'm sure it's good and ready. You know, remember back in the day when, you know, you would wake up or parents would wake up to have coffee in the morning and they read the newspaper. You know, people actually had the newspaper delivered to their doors. Here in Seattle, you know, we only have one newspaper now. The PI closed down and Seattle Times took over. But even with the Seattle Times, you know, I mean, they don't do really the door-to-door delivery anymore. They try to call and talk you into it, you know, but people aren't doing that. You get your news online, right? So many businesses have been just kind of cut out of the loop because so much could be done online. As Monica Monet would say, we live in a microwave era. We want it fast, you know. And, you know, I was thinking about that, too, and how many people actually sit and read books. You know, a lot of authors are now doing the e-book thing. I read one of my favorite author's books, you know, off of Kindle. But it was unfortunately on my phone because I don't have a big Kindle, you know. But I don't know. There's something about actually holding a book in your hand. I don't know. I'm so old school, right? I probably still got some 8-tracks, you know, somewhere, some cassette tapes. I'm just old school. I've never owned an iPod, you know, and all of that. And so I was thinking about a couple of books that I've recently released, and one of them is God's Love and Devotion. It's a devotional book by Gail C. Adams, and I need to check, but I do believe that you can get that in hard copy form. It's GLAD. She calls it GLAD, but it stands for God's Love and Devotion. And it's a book that I really want to get. You know, sometimes we just need something simple to uplift us. Another young lady who's here in Seattle, Washington, and I know personally, she's kind of extended family too. She just released a book called Digging for Roots. It's kind of a poetry book, just kind of short, sweet pieces, kind of thinking through as she tries to understand her life history. And I was thinking, these two books would really be great books to just kind of start the day out. You know, it's not something you have to commit a lot of time to, you know, but just kind of start your day out with some good music, with some coffee, and just, you know, some words that of inspiration, or maybe even just thought-provoking. So think about it. You know, it's all about, I really hate to use the term unknown. I need to really come up with something different. Some identify as, you know, self-published authors, but some are actually with at least a small publishing house. Some, you know, consider themselves underground, some of them independent. You know, but these are the type of artists that I choose to support because there are some amazing talents out there that deserve to have the light shined on them and deserve to go before the masses much more with their art, you know, than what they can do within their own circles. So I want to jump into a track. It's off of a new release of a dear friend of mine, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, his Anthology 2 CD, and this is called Faith. Thank you. Right, you just heard two of my favorite men, Stephen Jerome Ferguson with Faith off of his new CD called Anthology 2. And then you heard Mark Van Claggett with his piece Call on Me off of his I Want You CD. And just to put a little plug in, he's got a new CD out too called Emerald Drive. So, you know what I noticed? I had a pattern going on. I don't know if you realize it or not, but I have a pattern going on. So I'm just going to continue the rest of the show out this way. I've been only playing male artists. You know what? And they deserve to get props, right? So today's show is dedicated to some amazing male independent artists. So I'm going to just keep it going, and I'm going to play a piece by Anthony David, and this is called Sweet Pain.
Well, I like to picture you, but you're falling my name. I've been watching, waiting, hoping, wishing we could get on together. Let me treat the shit with some sweet pain. All this time, the lights are low, and I don't think mind. I don't know why you're acting shy. Time's wasting, can we just let it out? Oh, it's a simple equation. I've been waiting, patient.
Purple haze smoke with me, baby. I ain't no gangster, she's no gold digger. Diamond from the Dutch Chantilly. So I'm thanking God for blessing me. Sexy but classy. Now that you're here, let me tell you what I think of thee. Kick up your Nikes and slide walk over. O3, Bunny and Clyde, like me and Hoover. Yes.
Since you've been gone, I've been wanting you so bad.
Wow, the show has already come to an end. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to Morning Coffee with Flava. I really enjoyed the music I played for you, so I hope that you enjoyed it also. Closing out today's show was Anthony David with Sweet Pain, Nelson Freitas with You're Beautiful featuring Eddie Parker, and closing out with Noel Gordine with Been a Long Time. That was some good begging music, huh? I think I'm going to have to put that one on Season Souls, right? But anyway, this is where we gather every Wednesday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, just for a little coffee, good conversation, and great, great music. Take care. Have a great day. Shout out to Brian Christopher. Wishing you safe travels, my friend. And I know you're going to put on an amazing show in New Jersey. So take care. God bless. And join us every Wednesday at the Coffee House for Morning Coffee with Flava. Bye-bye.